a girl named Jasmine. This is a personal life story of mine that I'm going to share with you guys right now. This girl, Jasmine, this is a girl I'm referring to from my past. This was the girl that I compare every other girl I meet to, right? We all have that girl that we know is just on that pedestal in our minds, right? Even if they don't necessarily deserve to be there, you know, they're there. They had such a powerful impact on us that we, you know, we remember them forever. I remember this girl every single day. You know, honestly, I remember this girl at least once an hour. That's how much, you know, this girl crosses my mind. And I haven't seen her in almost 3 years. That's how, you know, powerful her impact on me was. But this story is a bit of a tragedy. And for most men, it is, you know, with the one that they think is the one, right? So I'll just get right into it. I met Jasmine, and Jasmine isn't her real name, by the way, but for the sake of the story, we'll call her Jasmine, right? I met her 3 years ago, and, you know, she came up to me. She was one of the very few girls that ever came up to me and asked me out, right? And she looks just like the girl from this picture, right? She's light-skinned. I think her mom was Native American. Her dad is black. Very gorgeous. Very unusual for a girl this attractive to ask me out first, right? It felt like a one-in-a-million situation, right? Anyways, she gives me her number. She asks me out. She says, hey, you know, come hang out with me. I'm free this weekend. I'd really love to hang out with you. Now, I had a car at the time, and she didn't. So I drove to see her. Now, she lived in a very nice neighborhood, you know, like million-dollar houses, gated community, nothing like, you know, where I was actually, like, kind of homeless at the time when I met her. I didn't really have anything. I was living in a recording studio. And so, you know, I pull up in my little Honda car, and I'm kind of, like, shaking. I'm like, wow, this girl's really, like, you know, like, living the life, right? So I walk up to the door, you know, of her house. Her dad greets me. Her dad is like an old Air Force general or something like that. He's retired, but he was like a strict military guy. So he shakes my hand and I meet him, and she's standing there, and she comes out and hugs me. And we just decided to walk around her neighborhood, and that was our first date. You know, she had like a very nice nature trail in her neighborhood. So we're walking around. She has the most feminine energy I've ever felt with any woman. I mean, this girl was like the definition of feminine energy. I mean, she was just the most sweet, sensitive, loving, bubbly person I've ever met in my life. And just being in her presence made me feel like a better man. Almost washed away my sins, you know, made me feel not so dirty, you know, for the things I've done, almost, you know. That's how powerful her feminine energy was. And it was honestly like a love at first, I'm not going to say love at first sight, but like love on the first date kind of thing. And that has never died up until this day, you know. It was just unreal. It was like some movie fantasy kind of thing. So we're walking and talking and laughing and singing and having a great time together. You know, the energy is just magnetic. And I'm really enjoying it. And I'm like, this girl is really something different. She's really special. So, you know, one thing leads to another, right? And we end up having sex in the park. In her neighborhood, like right out in the open. We just didn't care. We just didn't know what would happen. And, you know, by some miracle of God, we got away with it. And I was so, you know, and I was so just in the dopamine, the drug was just so in me. I made her my girlfriend right after that. Now, when I look back, it's probably not smart, you know, to make a girl your girlfriend that you, you know, slept with on the first date. That was the first red flag, but, you know, I ignored that because she made me feel so much better than any other girl. I was willing to, you know, overlook that, right? So, you know, fast forward a while, time goes on, and, you know, we're going out on dates, we're hanging out more. She comes to tell me, you know, I'm a single mother. And I was fine with it. I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I don't care. I was so head over heels for her. It didn't bother me, right? And I was the child of a single mother household. So I was like, you know, at the time I thought it was cool. I thought it was like, you know, a normal thing, right? So I gave her a pass for that, which was another red flag, right? And she waited. She was very strategic. She waited a couple months until I was really into her. And then one day she sprung it on me. She said, hey, I have to go to the Air Force. I have to go to the military because she has a kid to support, right? And her parents were kicking her out. And I was like, you need to stay. You can find a job. I'll find a job. We can live together. Like, we can make it work, right? And she wasn't willing to make it work. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, how can this girl that's so crazy about me and so supportive and calls me every day and says nice things to me every day, how can she not want to stay and make it work, right? She wanted me to be her long-distance boyfriend so she feels comfortable, you know, making that transition from here to another state. And then she'd probably find some guy, you know, on the military base, which she ended up doing. But I wasn't with her when she did that. I felt so betrayed and, like, bait and switched that I broke up with her on the spot, right? And 2 weeks later, she's already with another guy. And, you know, it's funny. At the time, I didn't really care. I was like, okay, you're just another liar. You know, you're just this whatever, right? But eventually, she moved to another state, you know, and she's on the military base. And I don't know why. A couple years went by, right? A few years went by, and I couldn't stop thinking about her because I had never found another girl that gave me that feminine energy that she gave me, right? It was so powerful. And that's what, you know, feminists will never tell you is that if you really want to have control over a man, don't be so domineering and mean. Be very sweet and loving, and you will, you know, melt your way into his heart, right? So a couple years goes by, and something just broke, and we talked, texted a little bit, you know, over the months and stuff, over the years, we texted a little bit just as friends. I was willing to be her friend, you know, even though we weren't even dating or whatever. And one day, something in me just broke, right? And I called her, and I'm like, hey, if I moved over there, right, and I got a job there, would you want to, like, live with me and, like, maybe get married one day? Like, be for real, right? And she was like, honestly, I really would like to do that. I've never, you know, ever since you, I've never been with someone as just that had, like, the same energy you had. You know, she claimed that I made her feel better than any guy she's ever been with. And that's just, like, the whole, all around. You know, it's not just, like, sexually or whatever. To her, I was just the whole package. You know, the way I felt like she was the whole package to me, right? So we agreed that we are going to, you know, give this a shot. I'm going to, like, get a job up there. I'll be up there in, like, a month or two tops, and we're going to, like, be a family, right? And I'm going to be, like, a stepdad to her son, right? And here's the thing. I had Midtown knowledge back then. I had red pill knowledge. But that love I had for her, that spell she had me under, you know, before I even discovered the red pill, was still in play. You know, I was still under a spell that was older than all the knowledge I had. So it still held its power in a way, you know? That spell has to be broken. It can't, knowledge wouldn't break that. It had to die, and I'll explain what happened. So basically, and for the record, her energy, she's a lot like the girl, Brittany Murphy, in the movie 8 Mile. That, like, if you want to know how she is, how she behaves, she's an exact copy of Brittany Murphy from 8 Mile, you know, personality-wise. So if you watch the movie 8 Mile, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, all of a sudden, she stops texting me. She starts replying slowly. I'm like, what the hell? Why is she, like, you know, taking days to respond now? I'm, like, blowing up her phone. Like, what's going on? I thought we're going to be, like, living together and stuff like that. And she just tells me, look, when you reached out to me to do that, like, to be with me, there was someone else, you know, that I already started talking to, and I didn't have the heart to tell you. So I'm like, wow, you know, you led me on for a month thinking we're gonna like be like a real thing, and I'm just a backup option. You were waiting to see how things are gonna play out with this other guy, and now that it looks like it's gonna be something serious, you're just willing to, like, leave me behind. And it really made me think. I'm like, damn. Did she not feel what I felt for her? Like, was it completely just me? Did I just put her on a pedestal and just make her something so much better than she was? The answer is yes. But it really blew my mind. And I'm like, I've had girls that were so much meaner to me, you know, would cuss at me, you know, tell me things, mean things, you know, push me, stuff like that. None of them ever did something that sleazy. None of them ever led me on for a month saying, yeah, we're going to get married, we're going to do this and that. Meanwhile, there's another guy, you know, in the picture at that same time. And then she's weighing her options out and then chooses one over the other. I had never, you know, it's funny that the girl who was the sweetest ended up doing me the dirtiest. You know, that was like the moral of the story. And if you watch the movie 8 Mile, he has a mean girlfriend in the beginning that's like, oh, you know, you're a loser, yada, yada. And then Brittany Murphy comes along and she's super sweet. And she's like, you're going to be great. You're going to be amazing. You're going to be a great rapper. And she ends up sleeping with one of his friends. And she does him way dirtier than the mean girl ever could. And it just goes to show that just because a girl is sweet and has that feminine energy doesn't mean she will not do something that you couldn't even imagine, you know? And it really blew my mind. It shattered my reality. And I didn't... It was a blessing, though, because it broke the spell. I no longer viewed her as this angel, this one-in-a-million girl that I've been comparing all the other girls to, because she did something worse than any of them could ever have done. So I was kind of grateful, in a sense. It was still very heartbreaking. I still, you know, cried like a baby and stuff like that. But I was just like, you know what? You're not the girl I thought you were. I'll never look at you the same. I'm sorry. Like, we can be friends, but I don't want to be your backup option when things don't go well with this guy. And what blows my mind after that, she texted me, calling me all kinds of cuss words and yelling at me and calling me and like, you know, how dare you? I don't live up to what you thought I was. So when I called her out and told her, you're not who I thought you were, she became meaner than all the other mean girls that I had been with. She had never swore at me in the past, you know, in 3 years. She never swore at me. She never called me a name, never did anything. But once I called her out and said, you're no different, you're no better, you're just like every other, you know, slut or whore, you're just like the rest of them. She lost her mind because the illusion has been shattered. You know, this illusion that she had been building all these years, you know, probably grooming me to be her, like, provider, you know, it had been shattered. You know, it just totally broke the spell. The hex was lifted from me, and she lost her mind, and she texted me, you know, cursing me out and stuff, and then we never talked ever again. And it's been like a few months since we talked, and I don't know, that's the story of Jasmine. You know, I apologize if it's kind of all over the place. I can't, you know, go into great detail in a little YouTube video. It takes too long. But basically, she presented herself as more loving and sweet than any other girl I had met. You know, she made me feel like a man. She made me feel like a king. And she would use that to try to string me along to get me to do things that I don't want to do. And, you know, when I didn't want to do them, she would just go find another guy to do them. And then one day when I finally call her out and say, you know, you're just manipulative, you're not any better than the rest of them, you just act sweet, she lost her mind and turned into, I got to see who she really was, but she was able to keep up that lie for 3 years, you know, she was able to, what most girls could only keep up for a month or two, she was able to lie and manipulate and pretend that she's some angel for years, you know, and I suffered for years because I thought I missed the boat, you know, I thought I missed the opportunity of a lifetime, but it's not, it was a complete lie. So that's, you know, don't be fooled when you meet a girl who pretends she's really sweet and loving. A lot of the times they're trying to compensate for the fact that they're even more messed up than the mean girls. Just watch the movie 8 Mile, you will understand exactly what I'm talking about. Brittany Murphy in 8 Mile, she's the blonde. It'll tell you the whole story of me and this girl. anyways, guys, you know, that's the story of Jasmine. I hope you enjoyed it.